Well, good morning. This is the Captain's Log. My guest, John Wynn, comedian extraordinaire.
What's up, everybody? How are you?
Are you a Miami native?
No.
Tell me about, you were living in Miami.
Yeah, I lived in Miami for like 15 years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what? Then you moved, now you're in L.A.
I'm in L.A.
You made it big time.
No, not at all.
Well, you're on the Captain's Log.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, of course. I mean,
clearly that's big time.
Yeah, I'm hitting all my dreams right now. This right under Madison Square Garden. This is it.
You laugh. Kevin Hart was on the Captain's Log.
I believe it. Yeah.
And then he sold out Madison Square Garden.
I believe it.
And the night before he was on the Captain's Log, he hosted the MTV Music Awards the next day.
I wish. See, I need that.
You gotta share. Are you sharing?
I'm about to.
All right, he's sharing to his people. So, good morning. It's Wednesday. John's headlining tonight off the Hook Comedy Club and Sunday. And now we're just taking a little ride. We're going to go get some coffee. You want a coffee?
Or that'd be perfect.
Should we go to Chick-fil-A?
That's great. Let's do it.
What do you like?
Whatever. I'm down for whatever.
Okay, so he's down for whatever.
Coffee is great.
Some coffee. So we're going to take a ride. And so tell me, one of the things that's on your bio is that you're that you were the official Miami Dolphins comedian, which I know, Neary, and I know that you... Are you guys two or is it three? How many people actually did that gig?
They did it... I think they did it four seasons.
Four seasons. Yeah. So Dave Williamson was one guy.
No, he never did it.
Who did it?
So it was Neary, and it was me and Gene Harding. We were the first...
Oh, Gene. That's right. Gene. Yeah. Yep. That's how I knew.
Comedians. And then... After I wasn't involved, I don't pay attention.
So yeah.
Two more seasons, I think, and then they...
Well,
they
the funny thing is that, like, all my guys, like you and Gene and Dave, and so everybody moved. You guys are all, like, big-time comedians now. And for years, you were my go-to, like, opening act.
It's a great training ground. It was awesome. Yeah. It was really fun. I mean, it's exciting and fun, and it's a great way to learn how to do comedy while people are eating steaks and lobsters, I guess. And but yeah, it was good. It was good to have that stage time. I just have time to do material.
And the thing is like when you go back and look, Al Jackson, you, Dave Williamson, Preacher Lawson.
Yeah.
What's the guy?
Forrest Shaw.
Yeah, Forrest Shaw.
Right on the Jim Jeffrey show. Yeah.
So all these guys, I mean. You think about it, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and Naples, they had all these comedians, and now they're all...
It's a good pool of comics.
That was a good little run.
Yeah.
They all should come back now, because I need more comics. it comes in phases, like there's new guys coming up now, and then hopefully they stay longer. You guys all bailed. You guys got too big for your britches and left.
I think there's only so much you can do in Florida. You're trying to, you know, break in. It's only so much.
Well, that's true because I do know, so I'm from Boston originally.
Great comedy scene.
And there was a great comedy scene. You know, the thing is that most of those guys that are super funny that were really huge and famous in Boston, some left. But a majority of them stayed because there was so much work.
There's so much work in Boston. As I've heard, people, there are comics who just every weekend they're booked. They never leave that area.
They
stay there.
And they do all the corporate and they do the radio shows. They do all that stuff. Steve Sweeney, he's a friend of mine. He's one of the big guys. I mean, he's one of the funniest legends in Boston. And Sweeney's going to headline the club in December. He comes down every year.
That's awesome.
Because he says, I got to get out of this cold. Sweeney, I got to get out of the cold. So we do December. Date, he's great, but that's like one of his only gigs that he has to leave the city for.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's pretty crazy because, you know, they're just so busy in that town, but I could see why you'd leave. You know, it's different. Plus, the thing in Boston is it's a very small area like New York where you can go to all the clubs.
Right.
In Florida, you have clubs like every club is 90 miles away from each other.
Yeah, you have to drive everywhere, which is good though, too. I mean, it kind of gets you used to being on the road and kind of seeing, just in Florida, so many different types of people.
Yeah, exactly. And then, so tell me what's different about LA now compared to like your scene when you're in Miami.
It's very, just like stage time is really, it's very coveted out in LA just to get on stage. You have to really get in and then, you know, you have to really know people to kind of get booked on certain shows and but there's a lot of shows, which is good. It's a lot of shows. It's a lot closer than in Miami. And
Mike Calta, what's happening, buddy?
And
in the house.
So it's good. It's good that there's lots of opportunities for stage time. It's just a question of getting seen by enough people to get that.
What's your home club in LA right now?
Probably in Burbank. It's a place called Flappers.
Yeah, Flappers.
Yeah, they're very nice to me. They're very cool.
Yeah.
So they're really nice.
The woman owns that. What's that?
Barbara Holiday.
Barbara. Yeah. And she books some comics too, right?
Yeah. She's involved. I mean, she's definitely involved in that.
Me and Barbara, and I think maybe it was her husband in Montreal. We hung out, went to a few events and some shows together, and that's how I got to meet her at Just for Laughs.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's
which is this weekend.
Yeah, that's happening this week.
I was supposed to be there, and then I decided last minute that I didn't feel like going. It's fun, but the problem is like the flights there are pain in the butt.
Right.
Then you gotta like drive and go to a hotel, and it's like the whole week, the 3 or 4 days. There's like 100 shows a day.
Yeah.
And if you miss something, you feel like you don't know if you missed the right thing and you went to the wrong one or whatever. Right. And so you're trying to go to all of them, and it's like a 4-day whirlwind. You get home, and I needed a week's vacation. So this time I was like, I'm not going to go this year, but I do like it. It's pretty wild.
Yeah,
were you out there?
No, I've only heard about it, but it's really gotten big this year. Like, it's very.
Well, I think that they sold it. ICM.
Yeah.
So ICM, you know, one of the biggest agencies, they bought it.
Yeah.
And then now they've done a bunch of different things with it. So it would have been interesting to go out there, but I bailed at the last minute. I should have went, but it is what it is. So what are you getting here? What are you getting? Talk to me.
Just coffee. I just want a coffee.
Just the coffee.
Cream and sugar, yeah.
This guy's thanks. A cheap date. Cheap date. I love it. Hi, how are you? Good. We're coming to you live from the captain's log. We're on the captain's log. She doesn't care. We're going to order a coffee, please. Cream and sugar?
Yeah, please.
Cream and sugar?
Cream and sugar, okay.
Yes, please. And I will have also an iced tea.
Unsweetened?
Yes, with a splash of lemonade.
Is medium size okay?
I would do a small.
Small? And what else?
That's all.
So it's $3.33.
Okay, thank you.
Perfect.
Chick-fil-A. Sometimes you gotta just make a pit stop.
You don't get the sweet iced tea?
You know what? I've been dieting.
Oh,
I totally want the sweet iced tea.
Yeah.
And because I was live, I wanted to act like I'm healthier. So I totally lied.
I totally lied.
You called me out. Normally I would go sweet tea with a splash of lemonade. But normally I would also... Here's my problem with Chick-fil-A. I go iced coffee. Their iced coffee has... the milk and cream and the sugar already in it.
Oh, okay.
So it's more like a frappuccino thing.
Got it.
And for me, I definitely steering clear of that.
That's where that's all the calories, right?
Right. So, like, I had my Dunkin' Donuts this morning, and I went from a large, this is the truth, probably 25 years of a large Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee with 5 cream and 5 sugars. And I went... I didn't go cold turkey, but I weaned down all the way to a small iced coffee with, this is just almond milk.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's a brutal. It's like torture, kind of. And almost to the fact where I hardly drink it sometimes.
Yeah.
But this morning, like, I had to, I left the house early, and I had to take my vitamins, because I take, like, a whole, like, a pill pack of vitamins. This whole thing was full of vitamins this morning, and I take them all at once. And my mother's like, Brian, you're going to choke. Don't take them all at once, because they're like those horse pill vitamins, and there'll be like 20 in here, and I drink it.
Yeah.
So I always challenge myself, which probably isn't a good challenge.
Right.
Because if I lose the challenge, what am I going to... I'm just going to choke.
Yeah.
So my mom's yelling at me. She's probably right. I need to have her on the captain's log, and we can talk about this.
How many are you putting down?
It's probably like 12 pills at once.
Oh my gosh.
But I do them all at once. I don't want to take my time and do like one at a time. It's a lot. But some are like, you know, a couple of like vitamin B, so they're smaller. A couple of the vitamin E.
Hi, Allison. We have an
unsweet
tea and then a coffee with cream and sugar.
Allison right here. She's helping us. We're on the captain's log. We're live. And I told you were live right now.
Perfect.
Say hi, Allison. We won't embarrass her too much. She just had a heart attack. She fell over. So we're back. Okay, so I have to pay for this. I figured going live, I would get something free, like Compet or something. They're making me pay. They're making me pay double. Oh my God, look, I got a coupon.
There you go.
Now I'm the official, I'm the guest at Chick-fil-A. Thank you. We got four chicken minis.
There you go.
Four chicken minis. I love this lady.
Free food right there.
I love it. It's the captain's. You can use the hashtag Naples Captain's Log and you can see us live right now.
Oh, perfect.
Naples Captain's Log. Don't miss it. I'll be very disappointed if you don't follow us.
We don't want you to be disappointed.
All right, it's Captain Brian. So look for us.
Oh, thank you.
Have a great day,
because this is very important. Bye.
Look at that.
I don't think she fell for it.
Yeah.
But she did give us free stuff.
You got free food.
That was a quality move right there.
That's good.
She liked. She knew the power of the Captain's Log.
Yeah.
It's a very prolific show today with four people following us. I do have to say though. Do you know that we've had episodes in the past? So I've been doing this for a long time, but I haven't been doing it live. If you like the show, share us, follow us. And this is John Wynn. What's your? It's John Wynn Comedy.
Yeah. John Wynn Comedy, and then at the Funny Asian on Twitter.
Yeah, at the Funny Asian on Twitter. Very funny guy. I gotta figure out how the hell to get out of here. I'm driving in circles.
Yeah,
we're going nowhere quick on the Captain's Log. So, but we've had some episodes just in the past few weeks. Everyone pretty much breaks at least 5,000.
Oh, this is exciting.
And then we had one not at the same time.
Overtime, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Over the course of a couple days, right? Yeah. And then also I have one that's 85,000 that we recently did. The one with Kevin Hart, I'm sorry, is at 350,000.
Wow.
But that's Kevin Hart, you know. Yeah. It's obviously not from me, but the people that have been following it have been DMing me and great comments, and now it's like I'm doing it every day.
That's great.
And I have different guests every day. Like tomorrow I have Betsy up, and Betsy it's called Betsy's Best.
Yeah.
She was like Miss South Carolina in the Miss America pageant or something, but she started at farmers markets making gourmet organic peanut butters.
Okay.
She's like, it's like a global empire now.
Wow.
Yeah, she's in like Whole Foods and, I mean, she's all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, it's like a legit, like on-the-shelf product in massive like stores across the world.
Wow.
So she's my guest. She's from Naples. She's coming on tomorrow.
So free peanut butter.
She gives it to me. She sends my, our kids are friends.
Yeah.
And she sent my daughter home with like 10 different jars of peanut butter.
Oh, wow.
And it's all different, like cashew and it's all gourmet stuff, all natural. Basically, she like smashes nuts and puts them in a jar.
Wow.
And then it's like delicious.
That's awesome.
Right? So she's my guest tomorrow. And then I have Titus on Friday.
Titus, right?
But Friday, this is the first time I'm going to be doing two Captain's Logs. It's a big thing.
That's a big thing.
I have a good friend of mine, Badia. She's a big, big social media star here in town. And she's going to be my guest on Friday as well. I should probably be a little better with everybody's last names and a little, like, timing. Because people are like, well, you're telling us, but we have no clue who they are or what time it's going to be on. But that's why it's the Captain's Log. I shoot from the hip. I'm like Clint Eastwood.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
It's consistency, not like, helps though, Captain.
Yeah. I should get better.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just learning.
There you go. That's all you
I
can
mean,
do.
This is new. Like, I've been doing it forever, but I was doing it on YouTube.
Yeah.
And, you know, the audience is different. And also, like, then you have to share the link, and people don't want to watch and share a link on Facebook and leave Facebook. So when I started going live, it started getting a lot of traction. And then I've been like, really, consistency is the key.
Yeah.
So I've been doing more of it. So you're staying in Estero.
I am.
And your in-laws live here in Estero?
My mother-in-law, yeah.
Wow. And so you get to, you stay with the in-laws.
Yes.
And any funny biz, or do you keep it strictly platonic?
It's all straight stuff. Kid.
Really?
Yeah,
the whole time?
Yeah.
How long are you staying?
Couple days.
Yeah, so no booty, nothing.
Nothing.
You just go to bed, say goodnight, mom. Yeah. I'm taking the daughter. Do you guys sleep in the same room?
Yeah. My wife and then my kids. There's we're in one room. Okay. Yeah.
So is she like, no, don't touch me? Is she really bad with it, or is it you?
It's probably more me than anybody else. Like,
really?
Yeah.
So you respect, but you have to respect
the house. Yeah.
Yeah. So how often do you stay at the mother-in-law's house?
This is our first time here in Estero. We used to come when she was in Naples proper. We were there a lot, you know.
Yeah.
But now this is my first time there, so it's exciting.
Does it get uncomfortable when I ask you if you're having relations at the mother-in-law's house? Because I don't know.
It's definitely not uncomfortable. I'm just being honest. No, we can't. We can't do it. We can't mess around. There.
Oh my God. So how long do you go? Like, what's the normal span?
Oh boy, this is. I don't know, man.
Normal, like on a normal week, do you go the week or is it a couple days?
The week, yeah. With
because of the kids.
Yeah.
So it's harder.
It's difficult. Yeah.
So isn't really like. You're not really sacrificing.
Correct. Right. Exactly.
Wow.
It's not a huge, yeah.
He's not sacrificing for me, people. He's coming down performing comedy at Off the Hook Comedy Club, and he's staying with his mother-in-law.
So you have to come out and see it.
So you have to come out and see.
It is a sacrifice, actually. Just a little bit.
What? Really? I'm trying to build you up. I'm trying to tell everyone.
I'm trying to get people to come out sympathy.
Yes. So this is the Captain's Log. We're wrapping it up, guys. John Wynn, tonight... Listen, I'm going to, because you stayed on for the whole log, I'm going to give them a promo code right now.
All right.
It would have been better if I had a great promo code to use. But no, use promo code FREAKS, FREAKS, FREAKS. That gets you 2 free tickets tonight for watching the Captain's Log. I'm Captain Brian. Use the hashtag Naples Captain's Log. You can find us on pretty much any social media. But we do go live daily now on my Facebook page. And John Wynn, funny Asian, what is it?
The funny Asian.
The funny Asian, I mean, that's the best. He is Asian, and he's funny, and he's going to be at Off the Hook. And my guest in the Captain's Log. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks for watching.
Appreciate it.